Okay, so in the sugya we're starting here, Hanshechatz Hanshem Repeses, the Maaseh is Yisoid this over here that the Negev, both Prakim, both Kezim Shatim and Chaloin. So just some ideas we were talking about the Olam, and maybe we'll borrow some ideas. I'm not saying anything so farted, but. We'll try to go with some Yisoidis over here. So the Mishnah starts off on Shechatz Hashem Pesach Sheshachu V'lo Irvu, and Rashi introduces to us Mirpesach Aruchah Yivahar Pischei Aliyos Psuchim. So the Shaila in the Mishnah is do they ask each other if there's a tail? What's the din in the chutz in the tail outside? But the Shaila is what's the din in the chutz and the Mirpesach Gufa? So Rashi says, "Mirpesas aruchi, v'har mirpeschay aliyos psuchin." Everyone goes out of the chotzer. Memena l'shusarabim, but the afal pikein ain oisrim. Hoyel v'gavoyim mirpesas yud. And why don't they ask her? Why don't they ask each other in the chotzer? Shalaholchu besulam elo lahakel. Rashi is referring to the Mishnah, the Gemara before that. Although a sulam is like has some sort of tayras pesach to it, but that's only lahakel. V'arina tayras mechitza alav over here. Here it's lahakel is to say mechitza. V'ein on oisrim. They won't ask her. K'damrina peketzad ma'abrim. Sulam tayras pesach alav tayras mechitza alav. Hakol lahakel. So Rashi says the reason why in the chotzer there's no iser is because sulam taras mechitza olav. The Balamar asks on Rashi, the Ritva brings from Balei Tosfos asks on Rashi, why does Rashi have to come on to saying taras mechitza olav? How would they ask her? The only way they would ask her, they're up there, the Bnei Eliyah are up there, the Bnei Chotzer are down here. The only way to ask her would be through Jesus or Regal. And we pass in anyway, like the Rabbanon, that when Regal and Mutas Mekhaim doesn't ask her anyhow. So Mamela, they're not going to ask her anyway because they're both the Irvu. It says clearly that we're talking about that they were Irvu. Zalatzim, Zalatzim. Mamela, anyway, Rashi didn't have to explain the reason why they're not Aser. Zalatzim Mechitza, it's not Aser anyway because Jesus or Regal wouldn't ask her. As I fracked, the Balamar, I was like, the Ritva. So the Ritva says maybe Rashi was coming to be Mukum the Mishnah, even according to the Rabbanon, and the reason they don't ask her is even though it's Regal Asur, even though according to Rav Akiva, Regal Teres Mechaima, Asur, Afal Pikein, Teres Mechita Allah would block the Jews of Regal. That's how the Ritva wants to answer the Balamar's Kasha. The Goyankif of an order over here, has a different teretz to the Balmor's Kasha. And he says, he brings down a ritva before in Daphne Testament base. I'm sorry, the ritva. The ritva over there has a diak that the Gemara is talking about again, Anshim Chotzer, Anshim Repesis, and it talks about that again you need and the Gemara's mavur over that you need Suum Teres Mechitza Olav to be matter. Because the Gemara is the Kasha, Omir Rav Nachman Hochi, that Suum Teres Mechitza Olav, Omir Rav Nachman, Anshim Chotzer, Anshim Repesis, Shokhav Lo'irvu, and it sounds like they don't ask each other unless there's certain. You know, you need a daka, whatever, you need something. Otherwise, so the Gemara says, obviously, they don't hold some terms mechitza olav, otherwise, they wouldn't ask each other. So the Ritva asks, we're talking about also over there, Rashi says, why would they ask the Bnei Chotzer to the Bnei, why would the Bnei Mepes ask the Bnei Chotzer anyway? Frekta Rishayim, Bechorz, Irvu Elatim Elatim. So Ritva over there says the Yisoid. And his Lashon is like this, that the Bnei Chotzer and the Bnei Aliyah maybe ask each other stronger or different. Than a Jesus Aregel. Even without the sugi of Jesus Aregel, even according to the Rabbanon, that normally Anche, normally Regel Mutas Mekoyim would not ask her, over here they would ask her. Why? V'afilu hachik she'en sham daka o'yishen al b'nei chotzer v'lo yamina Regel Mutas Mekoyim e'en o'yishen shalom Mekoyim de b'nei merpeses v'b'nei chotzer t'fei sheichi ha'adodi m'b'nei shtei chatzer sa'psucha zul zul. That two chatzeres that have a way, one chotzer through the other chotzer, that's one thing. But here they ask sheichi t'fei. And therefore, it's the Sheikhi Tvei, it's not subject to the rules of Regal and of Jesus a Regal. And it's the Sheikhi Tvei, they would bet some Aser. The reason they don't Aser is because it's a Suum Teres Mechitza Olav. So, the Goyin Yankif, so that could be what Rashi is referring to. And Lachaira, this is very Meduik in Rabbi Yoinasan. Because Rabbi Yoinasan says this. He says, Afal Pi Shehein Oisrim. He's Meirach. He says, Kulam Yoitzim Besulam Echad Lachotzer. Really, all the Bnei Aliyah go down to the Chotzer. We mean a Chotzer, and they go out from the Chotzer to Shasarabim. Va'afal pishein oisrim, and really they should ask her. Hoyel v'gavoymir pesach asara shalahalcha besulam el lahakal memelez mechitza. Sometimes pesach va'kol lahakal mikomakim shtei rishuyis sein, and therefore the shtei rishuyis because we only go lahakal and they don't ask her. Then he says umishum just as a regal nami ein oisrim because we pass like the rabbanon. So Klar, he used the Taurus Mechitza to answer a different question, not the Jesus HaSaregel question. He used the Taurus Mechitza to answer this other question of Oyser Nahadadi. And Memela, somehow there's mechanics that the Bnei Chatzar, the Bnei Repesis could ask the Bnei Chatzar without a Jesus HaSaregel, just Oyser Nahadadi. And...
You would have
Jesus
HaSaregel after
Taurus Mechitza. So that's the Chor, the Teretz to the Kasha. Is that maybe Rashi's not referring to Jesus HaSaregel Bechlal? Rashi's referring to a different thing in the Sum Taras Mechitza Lov. So, in fact, my reporter that Lachara from the Ben Yonason, from the Goyen Yankas Teretz in Rashi, Rashi didn't talk about Jesus HaSaregel, maybe because he holds, you know, he held his poshut the whole time, like the Rabbanim. But the Ben Yonason say the Advarim is that he introduces Jesus HaSaregel after he already introduced Taras Mechitza to answer a different Kasha. So, Ein Lachami, you don't need it, Rashi didn't need it, but once you have it and you spoke it out anyway, so what's the new Kasha?
Also, Rashi elsewhere does say Jesus
HaSaregel.
What did he say there? I saw that, but he says you need Taurus Mechitza over there. So that maybe in Chacham you have to say like the Teretz. So the Teretz is that L'chara, Rabbi Yonason, this will be precedent for the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Tor. Shulchan Aruch and the Tor Paskin, like the Mishnah, and they speak out that the Bnei Chatz and the Bnei Eli don't ask each other. And Zakta Shulchan Aruch, the way the in Simon Shin Ayin Hey, that they don't ask each other. Merpesah shuderech la'aliyas apsuchim la va'imedes b'chatzah va'oylam la besulam u'bnei aliyas yardim imena l'chatzah va'oylam la shosaram enam oysam al-bnei chatzah desulam toras pesach alav. So you have a mechitzah va'vekeshtei chatzeres u'pesach b'neihem. They could be ma'ar v'echad, but they don't have to. But if the Bnei Mirpeses, Bnei Aliyah, were not Ma'arv, there will be a regular Asur B'mkoyma, they're going to ask her, it's Jesus HaRegel. So, Frek the Beis Meir, Frek the Chazanish, and also the Goyen Yaakov over there, is that L'chara, once you, the Gemara's Mavur, let's just put it that way. The Gemara's Mavur, that the Gemara we said just spoke out on Daf Nun Tes is that you use Surum Taurus Mechitza Alav to end for this problem that the Bnei Chatzah don't ask the Bnei Mirpeses. The Bnei Mirpeses don't ask the Bnei Chatzah. And the Gemara says, Miyab Ram Nachman, that Surum Taurus Mechitza Alav, they ask each other, but vice versa from the Gemara, that if Surum Taurus Mechitza Alav, you would understand why they don't ask one another. It would stop the Isser. As if it makes matter from the Gemara. And then Gwenyak. So L'chara, we'll have to explain, but L'chara, the teretz that we could say for the Shulchan Aruch is that going with this Rabbi Yonason, is that in Acham, he learned the Gemara over there like the Ritva, that what the Gemara was going to use the Surum Taurus Mechitza Lov was to ask each other out this new thing of Shaychi Tvei. It's Betzim the Bnei Chatzim and Eli could ask each other.
Without the Surum?
Betzim they would ask each other.
Even without the Surum?
Well, if Surum Taurus Pesach Lov.
There's no Surum.
How did they get there?
How did they get?
I don't know. I'm saying does Hamas ask or Gaza because whatever the kibbutz because they can. If there's a mechitza, I don't think jumping down is you reckon with that. You don't reckon with jumping down. No. So how did they get anywhere?
When does a sulam
free delivery?
You're saying when does a sulam the shaykh fe?
Drums.
When does a sulam with top and bottom the shaykh fe?
Right.
But the sulam is shir
shavim. It's the same time. Yeah. You know. So there's a Sheikhi Tvei over here, and Mamela Nochtas for Sheikhi Tvei, there's going to be that's the Noise, and that's where Mechitza comes in, like Rabbi Yonason. And the Shulchan Aruch Mamish Paskening, like this Diak, that the Rabbi Yonason is Mefurish anyway, that Noch everything, you still would have to deal with Jesus Regal. The Mishnah is very good, it's talking about Yerva Le'i Latzim, Le'i Latzim, but Avad Zalah Halachas, like the Shulchan Aruch, that's going to be that, not like all the Radusha, not like the Baal Mor, the Ritva, Rash, but not like all the Rishain, the Chiddush and Shulchan Aruch Paskening this way. And it's going to come out, the Regal would ask. But we have to understand, Noch Alam Alavaram, Lachar Ef Sulam Taras Mechitza Alav. What's the difference? Why does Tursanum Tursanum Mechitza Alav for end for this problem of Shaychi Tvei, but it doesn't for end for this problem of Jesus HaRegel? As I daf and Freshtein, Lemaisa, what's Pshat in this Shulchan Aruch, in this Rabbi Yonason, maybe Rashi, maybe. Now, Umaisa, we find also in the Hemshech HaSugya another place that there's a spalt in the ability of the Mechitza of Sulam to be a full-fledged Mechitza. The Rishonim in the Seder Adava are very interesting, the Ritva especially, and the Rash was also pretty clear like this, that they ask Akasha this whole Shaklatar with Rashi, and they say clearly, the Ritva says clearly that Sulam Taras Mechitza, you don't need it, but Sulam Taras Mechitza love for Enfer's Jesus Regal. Not like what we just said, but that's the Ritva says, that if you hold this Jesus Regal, and maybe Rashi needed Sulam Taras Mechitza to Bavarna Bekiva, there is a Sulam Taras Mechitza love to stop the Jesus Regal. Then for the Ritva, Nair Kasha, after you already got, he already aledict the Jesus Regal issue, for the Ritva, Nacha Kasha, after this, the filu, and the Rashi also asks this kasha. The filu gvoyamir peses mina chotzer asara. Heich efshe shalei yasru elu al elu. They should ask her. Vafilu b'shirvo elu atzman. Even if there's no jesus regel, irvo elu atzman elu atzman. Kivan sheboy and elu al elu lehishtamish b'derach sulamis. And he brings a raya. The Tosis brings some gzustra that you see from gzustra that if you can go somewhere with a sulam, it's like you're there. That's the Mars Teretz, is that they could go through a sulam, and Mimela, you're there. And Taisus at the end was doich this raya, but the Ritva has this raya. And Mimela.
The
Chatzur
is asking this,
but. Oh, yeah, Mefurish, he asks that the Bnei Yach, not like Taisus, Taisus is an Asis Kasha. But the Ritva asks, Oid Hikshabat says, Dafilu Gavayim versus Minach Chatzur Asar, Hech Efshe Shal Yasru Elu Al Elu, Dafilu Bishirvu Elu Atam Elu Atam, they should ask each other. Even the Bnei Mirpesis should ask the Bnei Chatzur. And it's clear in his teretz, because what's his teretz? So L'chor you would answer Sulam Taras Mechitza Olav. So they're not going to ask her.
It's going to ask her when there's Durin in the. That is Durin in the.
No. Without Durin in the.
There is no Bnei Merpeset.
What?
Bnei
no, but they should ask each other in the Merpeset, first of all, because the Bnei Sulam, they share the Merpeset. And in the Chatzar.
And the Chatzar says?
Yeah. He says Eilu Alila, and the Rashba asks Beferish on the Chatzar. Because he holds, his kasha was, that you, any shimish that you do derech sulamais, you bring mishtamish in the chotzer. So you mishtamish in the merpeses, they have to go through a sulam. Tosis asked that they have to go through a sulam to mishtamish in the merpeses, and they have to go through a sulam to mishtamish in the merpeses, so they're equal. The Ritva adds to that and he says they could ask each other in the chotzer gufa, because they go all into the chotzer.
Maybe the
Aliyah is a bias. Aliyah is like a bias. You can't ask me my bias. But in the Aliza Bais, there's Batim and then there's stairs. No, they go down. No. Hagam, that it's a diak that the Rashba and the Ritva never had this whole Hakdama, the whole case, the whole three levels. And Toises, the Chazanish and the Medayik, the whole Toises Gebite on this Hakdama. And the Rashba and the Ritva don't have this whole Hakdama. But whatever. It could be that we're not getting into that, but whatever. Ein Shom. But Lemaisa, his Teretz, Vitirtsu, because it's Meduik. It's Meduik in the Ritva's Teretz. V'titzu d'hasam hu b'sh'asa su mechitza el yoyna b'shutves. Aval hocha amir peses shal b'nei el yoyna v'achotzer shal b'nei achotzer. V'kibin sh'gvoyin asar zu mizu einam oisim elo alelo derech sulam. So he says that the Teretz is not a sulam is mechitza, but rather the Teretz is that a sulam is that the same thing that Taisus said to answer the kasha is that the Merpeses is only owned by the Bnei Aliyah, and the Chatzar is only owned by the Bnei Chatzar. Lulei that the Ritva held is that the Bnei Aliyah and the Bnei Chatzar would ask for each other even in the Chatzar. And the Rashba is clear like that, because the Rashba, when he asks the Kasha, the Rashba asks like this. And his answer to that is,
it all doesn't have that loss.
It says Elul Elu.
Elu
al Elu. Bnei Aliyah on the Bnei Chatzar and the Bnei Chatzar, and also in this Teretz, the Ritva says the same thing as Rashba, is that they both answer is that the Merpeses belongs only to strictly to the Bnei Merpeses, and the Chatzar belongs strictly to the Bnei HaChatzar.
Ritva mentions the Chatzar in his Teretz.
So in other words, that the Ritva and the Rashba seem to say is that there's a new kasha called Mishtamshin to Hadadi Derech Sulamis. And their teretz, not like Tosfos. Tosfos asked this kasha, and Tosfos answered, Tosfos asked the kasha, that why don't the B'nai Aliyah and the B'nai Chatzar ask each other in the Pesach? And he answers, no, a shimush, derech sulamos, is called shulshul. Okay? A shimush, derech sulamos, is called a shimush b'kasha, it's called shulshul.
He answers that the my Pesach is owned by the B'nai Aliyah.
He answered.
That's the
he only asks it that way.
So which,
the antithesis.
It's not a mind.
No, exactly. What do you mean?
Which kasha you refer to the thesis?
Xustris. He asks again from Xustris.
When Tosfos asks Akasha that they should ask each other in the B'nai.
Xustris.
In the Pesach itself?
Mishtamshim mina min Pesach to the tail, why they don't have a Pesach?
To the tail or to the Pesach?
Wait, one second. Tosfos says... Yeah, but one second. Tosfos, what's Tosfos? No, Tosfos Kasha, right. That's the point. Tosfos Kasha is that Maishna, whether the Gemara only asks on Rav from the tail...
That's not
Pesach. And the same exact thing. In other words, it's still called Ozeb Shulshul, Ozeb Zrika. And for Tosfos is that no, the Merpes is different because they own the Merpes. I understand that. But you see from Tosfos that, and it says them before like that, is that Shimush in the Merpes itself is called Derech Shulshul. That's what he says, because Tosfos says that the only reason that the B'nai Aliyah asked each other in the Merpes is because it's Zeba Shulshul, Zeba Shulshul. So Tosfos, and Tosfos at the end of Gzustra also, when he's doicha the right from Gzustra, he says, no, Gzustra is not because you could go up to the Sulman and be there Derech Pesach. It's called Shimusha it's Derech Shulshul.
So wrong is with this?
So I'm saying is that Tosfos is saying is that any Shimush, Derech Sulama, it's called Shimusha, it's called Shulshul. So, and Norvas, he's Mechadish, in the Merpesach, that's Lzeb Shulshul, Lzeb Shulshul, Zrika. Everyone agrees that it's to the B'nai Aliyah because they own it. The B'nai Merpesach would own it. What would be in Tosfos, let's say? What would be in Tosfos on the Chatzar itself? Do you have to own the Chatzar? Do you have to share the Chatzar? Or not? Or even if they would share the Chatzar? Zeb Pesach. Zeb Shulshul. So it's possible to go to the B'nai Chatzar. Because they hold that Hashimush Derech Sulamos is called Shulshul automatically. The Rashba and the Ritva asked this Kasha that the B'nai Merpesach should ask for the B'nai Chatzar in the Chatzar. And the Teretz is they share the Chatzar. The Teretz says that they don't share the Chatzar. That the reason the B'nai Aliyah don't answer the B'nai Chatzar in the Chatzar is because the Chatzar belongs to the B'nai Chatzar. So in other words...
Right.
And the Rashba and the Ritva hold is that Shimush, Derech Sulamos, is called Derech Pesach. It's not called Derech Shulshul. And their only Teretz to the Kasha is going to be is that... And that's why they blab with the Rai from Gzustra. They're not doing their right from Gzustra that it's called Shulshul. It's called Pesach. It's a Pesach. It's a Pesach because you can go up the thing and use it. So the Rashi and the Ritva hold that being Mishtamish Derech Sulamos is called Derech Pesach. And Mamela really make right in the B'nai Pesach should ask the B'nai Chatzar in the Chatzar. Nevertheless, they don't ask her because it only belongs to the B'nai Chatzar. And the Pesach only belongs to the B'nai Pesach. They only ask each other in the tail where they share it. So La Loch Lamaisa Loch Oira. There's Machoikas. Rashi and Tosfos. What happens if they share the Chatzar? According to the Rashi, they would take ask each other in the Chatzar. Because it's Zeba Pesach, Zeba Pesach. According to Tosfos, it doesn't start. The whole Chatzar, the whole Tosfos would do it. They never even brought in the Chatzar into the discussion.
What's the tail? How did the Shem answer the tail?
Why? What? They share it.
Zeba
Pesach. Oh, no. Because they hold. Okay, you have to explain that. I don't really got time to explain it. But they say it's because you can't. We're talking about that the tail is on the other side of the thing.
Right?
The Chazon says Tosfos doesn't need to come onto that. And Tosfos doesn't make sense to that, the whole thing. Because who cares? Even if you're going down on the Merpesach, it's still called Shulshul. But in the Rishonim, if you would be able to go down on the Merpesach, maybe, whatever, you could down. So Kaponim, the Ritva says that he likes this Teretz. The Ritva Lamaisa says another thing, and he throws it in the Rashba also. So it's not, I have to see if we have time to get to it. But Lamaisa, in the Pashut Kimta, their learning is because the Merpesach is on the other side of the tail, so you can't use the Merpesach to get to the tail. In a Chanami. If you could, then you have to work out. The Rashba's mashma. Even in that case, maybe you would. And mechitza, it's complicated. But that's lachara what they hold. Well, what's complicated?
It comes out that according to everyone, if you have a chatzar that belongs to both, and there happens to be a wall in between, they decided to make two eruvs, right? For whatever reason, you have an apartment building and there was a wall in between with a pesach, and they decided to make two eruvs, but everything belongs to everyone according to Tosfos and according to the Ritva. The Erev wouldn't work because they were both asking each other. Because they could both come through and it's both all of theirs, and therefore the Erev wouldn't work.
So Zeba Pesach, Zeba Pesach.
Yeah, it's a very interesting halach, and that would come
unless
back.
Unless an Erev has a seal.
What?
I don't know the halach. I hear. Okay, so Lamaisa, so that's first of all. So I want to see if we can explain what the machlokes between Tosas and the Rashba is. Why Tosas holds that Shimush Derech Sulamos is called Shilshul, and the Rashba holds that Shimush Derech Sulamos is not called Shilshul. But more importantly, is Avaita, you find this distinction that the Sulam, the Teres Machitza Olav, is only working for part things, not for everything. It's a little different than what we said in Shulchan Aruch and Rabbi Yonis. In Rabbi Yonis, we said it helps for the Sheikh Itfei Adadi, and it doesn't help for Jesus HaRegel. In the Rashba, we're saying a little differently. But again, it's not a fire to Keteres Mechitza. It helps for to Jesus HaRegel, but it's not going to help to Shter the Shimush Bechlal. It's not going to help to Shter the Shimush Bechlal. So, what's the shot in the Rashba and Tosfos that it helps in the Rashba and the Ritva that it helps for? It's not called Jesus HaRegel, but it's not going to Shter the Shimush Bechlal. So, in the Etzem Inyan over here, of, even though we're not Mamsh, but I think that I already got familiar a little bit with the Sulam, that the Gemara says, Assum Teres Mechitzal, Assum Teres Pesach Olav. So what does that mean a little bit? What does that mean exactly? So, Lamaisa, I think that we can mark them with this Gun Yankov. The Gun Yankov asks a kash on Daf Samach that, what does it mean, Sum Tars Mechitza Olav, Sum Tars Pesach Olav? It's very strange, Zach. You're telling me that it's in Gansin a Mechitza, and it's in Gansin not a Mechitza. Because you can be Mekel both ways. So where do you find Tart to Disaster? Yes, it's Tart to Disaster. You can just choose to be Mekel, steer the Kazachin, that don't shtim with each other at all. As a fact of Gan Yankov. I don't know if everything we're going to say is going to shtim, answer that kasha, but that's what he asked. So Gan Yankov, a big Yisoid, in the whole Inyan. And just say one Zach to be Makdim before we say his explanation. But the Rabbi Eliyahu Levin, when he was here last month, he shtel devek shtugel yisoid, and he said a very very good Zach is that when you're dealing with hilchos reshuyas, hilchos makaymes, there's two types of machitzas. There's machitzas like I'm hilchos reshuyas, hilchos makaymes. Rishas Yochan, Rishas Rabban. Rishas Yochan is a separate place in Rishas Rabban, and the machitza touches up the art, and it's separated again from the other place around it. Once you come, that's the first parak. That's the first parak. Is this makam separate from that makam? But once you come to the inyan of chatzeres, so be'etzim, in Hilchos Rishuyos, if you have Google Maps and you look it down, there's one Rishas HaYochid here. You have an apartment building. It's one Rishas HaYochid, klapi the Rishas HaRabim. There's one set of mechitzas, and it's separate from Rishas HaRabim. There's one Rishas HaYochid here. Inside there, that you have mechitzas separating each other, one from the other, what that's doing is, it's separating the Rishuyos, that we see different diurim here from there. This dira is separate from that dira, and there's separate makam dira for each one. So the mechitzas are not coming necessarily to separate them, that we see a different rishus. In Hilchos Rishuyos, it's all one big rishus yachid. The rishuyos that we're talking about, not allowed to go from one rishus to the other, is only because it's defined as a separate makam dira than the other place. So what's defining the rishuyos is good for the diurim. The diurim is good for defining that this is one rishus yachid, that's a separate rishus, and the issue is to take from one to the other. So since the definition between the separation between this rishus and that rishus is not mitzad that it's a different place, it's mitzad that it's a different dira. So l'chara is that the teres mechitza is also different. The teres mechitza that we're looking for is not just a mechitza that separates this place from that place, but it has to be, it's a mechitza which separates this hishtamshus from that hishtamshus, and it makes it that this dira is separate from that dira. So avada, if a mechitza serves as separating the place, and memela, it could be you'll see that the dir is different. But b'yisoida, what we're trying to see is if the diurim here are not shy to the diurim over there. This comes in the mice in the first mission chaloin that you could be ma'ariv derech chaloin. So first of all, why are you allowed ma'ariv derech chaloin? In everything in Hilchos Mechitzas, it's in Gansin, the Fartig of Mechitza. So the Teretz is that since a Choloin is Dalar Adalar, and it's Nichatash Mishteh, you could use a Choloin. So Melan, Hilchos Diurin, it's enough of a place that if you want, you could tell Vet that the Diurim are together. You can make an Erev and say, well, no, we are going to be Mishtamish together. So it's enough to say that this Mechitza is not going to block our Diurin from each other. So it's Ma'arv Nechon or Ma'arv Nechon. Ma'arv Nechon because there's a mechitza separating the diurim, but it's also Ma'arv Nechon because there's a nechat hashmishtei between us, so we could become one makam of hashtamshus. And that's why that's why you have to get involved. Everyone had a different pshat, but when the whole chalon is l'malam yud, so Rashi says it's a mechitza. Rabbi Yonasan also says it's a mechitza, but he adds on, and it's l'nichat tashmishti up there. What's he saying? And what he's saying is that the mechitza of yud is also a mechitza in a shimushim. It's not just mechitza yud, and without if you wouldn't bavorn that, very nice, it's a mechitza. That wouldn't necessarily... I mean, you have to know exactly how to touch it up, because the Tzuras HaPesach is also mechitza, and it doesn't block anything at all, and still, having a mechitza there, lemaisa does something. But lemaisa, you have to know exactly how vite to take a renewal. Is he saying that the whole Torah is mechitza, only telling nicha tashmishtei? Or is he saying, akopon machaloin, that's not going to help in the nicha tashmishtei, doesn't stare them us from seeing that the urim separately from each other? It's very midurik in Rashi also. Rashi in the Mishnah, when he says, if you have a pirtzas yud, then it's ma'arvin echad. So I would say, it's ma'arvin echad, because otherwise it'll be a part of m'lul makmasul. Just like if I have a chotzer, that's part of yutr shasarabim. So I have to stop it. So it's part of m'lul. So if I have two chotzers, and I'm also to you, you're also to me in your chotzer, so I'm part of m'lul makmasul. Rashi says, in the Rambam also, he says, if it's part of yud, v'have pirtza, v'have kulu k'diyurei chotzer achas. The point is, they become Dior Chatzar Achas and Nuchoiv and Erev together. The point of a Pirtzas Yud Gufa is now that there's no Mechita between us, in Diorim we're one. Why? You'll ask me, so why is Diorim Punk telling the same Shir as Mechitzas? So obviously, you have to say the Chazal Shtel Navek, that they'll both be telling Mechitzas. But the point is that the Mechitza is separating the Diorim. When there's no Mechitza, the Diorim, we see them as Diorim, as one Diorim. The Rambam also, when he tells back to Pirtzas Yud over here between the Chatzeres, he says, the point is, maybe they're one Dira. So Zokta Gonyankov, I mean, Gonyankov doesn't say all this, but Zokta Gonyankov, Memela, he says, this that we say, Sulon Taras Mechitza and Taras Pesach, is not the Pshat. Oh, it's a Gansen not a Pesach when it's convenient. It's a Gansen a Mechitza when it's convenient. He doesn't say it. He says, the word is that by Chatzeris, the Koiveya is Nicha Tashmishtei. Those are his words. The Koiveya is Nicha Tashmishtei. And Memela, it could be at the same time a Mechitza, but it's also Nicha Tashmishtei because there's a Sulam over it. You know, the Gemara is not saying it's two independent things that don't shtim. I think as far as the Gonyankov is saying it is that it's a mechitza with a sulam. It's a mechitza with a nicha tashmishta. That means that a... What? So...
For every chalon would be that way.
L'malam yud? No.
No.
Oh, right. The chiddush sulam, the chiddush is that... So... Now let me take it right, then we'll have to. But the point that we could take out from Rabbeinu Yonasan, the most from the Gonyankov is that, and the way we could say it is that Lagabi Hilchus Rishuyas, it's in Gansen a mechitza, and there's no Pesach at all. And this is the way the Shlom Yehuda says Sulam Taras Mechitza, Sulam Taras Pesach. This is how he touches it up. Is also he says when we say Sulam Taras Mechitza and Sulam Taras Mechitza. And sum tars mechitza, and sometimes sum tars pesach. It's not the shaila whether sometimes it's a mechitza and sometimes it's not a mechitza. Either way, it's a mechitza. And it's, we're never staring the mechitza itself. Yeah. The other tzad, he says, why? Otherwise, it should say sum tars mechitza, also sum tars pirtzalov. And that's his diak. He says, why doesn't it say sum? Sometimes it's a mechitza, sometimes it's a pirtza. Because the word is we're not dealing with pirtzas. The mechitza in Hilchus Rishuyas is in Gantzen Kayim. And in Hilchus Rishuyas, I don't even see a pesach at all. Because really, a Pesach compromises the integrity of the wall as far as Mechitza Rishuyas goes. Now, once you have Omin Meruba, or you have, it's not Pirtzas Yud, so it becomes part of the wall at the end. Once you have Omin Meruba, it becomes part of the wall. But really, a Pesach really does, a shtickel, open yourself up to a problem in Hilchus Rishuyas. You really are open a shtickel to just the rest of the wall covers for it. And Memela becomes, but Bimkoyma, it's a Pirtza. It's just that it becomes a Pesach, becomes part of the wall. Omin Meruba for emphasis. So sum tars mechitza love means there's no Pesach at all in Hilchus Rishuyas. It's not open. In Hilchus Rishuyas, I don't see an opening between the Rishuyas at all. Just in Hilchus Chatzeris, when it's telling Nichat Hashmishtei, sum tars Pesach love means is that since I have an easy way to use it, it's a chiddush, that I can climb over the wall, since I have a sulam, the sulam makes Nichat Hashmishtei to use it, so in Hilchus, it's a chiddush. It's not even like a chaloin, because a chaloin shteres the wall itself. Here, it's tars Pesach love lagabe Rishuyas.
What's the
chiddush
about
mechitzah?
Why does the bible chiddush about mechitzah?
What's the
chiddush
about mechitzah? Then
bible
Rishuyas.
You're saying it.
Because the mashal is enough for me to kabil. Rotzfoy yud. Let's say you take a ten amma sulam. So you'll say, okay, it's a Teres Pesach Halav. So maybe once it's 10 Amis of the Sulam, it's going to talk to be a Piritza now. You know, Lagabi, that it's not a Mechitza Bechlal. You don't see a Pesach there. So whatever is Tully in the Rishuyis, you don't see a Pesach at all.
I understood that. That's another way. You said it five
times. You're saying it wouldn't be a Piritza of a 10 Amis?
Right. Gemara says it's not. Like
Well, isn't that the
Raven? The
Raven?
Oh, no, it's
a Gemara.
The Raven
says
Gemara.
The Raven says you have a
Sulam. Because Teres Mechitza says
it. What is he saying?
The Raven says it. The Rashi is coming to the answer of Omar's Kasha.
And he says,
Rashi is going to case up with Mechitza.
No, he said, but it will help for Jesus Regal, you're saying. It wouldn't help for Jesus Regal? Or he's saying it wouldn't help for Rosh Hashanah?
He came to say where Rashi turns
Mechitza. Nothing more talking about the Mavoi.
Just the Regal could be Gufa. That's what we're going to see. Okay, what's that? We're going to run out of time. So. This is, you could say that this is what the, this is not Mamash, what the Shlom Yudah says, it's very similar. But that, Lagabi Rishu is in Gansan Mechitza. Lagabi Erevin is where it's Negea, that it's a Taras Pesach Halav. So, there's a Goyin also is Mufurish, not like this. Because the Goyin has Akasha, the Goyin has Akasha that in the case when you have a place not mukaf ladir, yes, and besasayim. So you're supposed to break it down 10 amas, and then you could build it back. L'shem mukaf ladira. So the Chumash says you could build it up. You could add dirt on the side and mele matal the mechitza 10 amas. So Goyin says I have a better eitzah. Why don't you just put sulamas 10 amas wide? So Shlom Yudah says like that's that kasha on the Chumash Hadeshin. According to this, it's not Shver the Chumash Hadeshin, Shver the Goyin, but it's not Shver the Chumash Hadeshin, because there's no Shaykhis, so it's not going to make a Piritza.
You think Gemara says Ratzufa is not a problem, though?
It's not a problem.
So what's the Goyin saying
Bechlal? What?
Make a Piritza with flatters.
No, because here the Kula it would be to break it down. That's what the Goyin says. The Goyin says, here the Kula would be to break it down. That's what
it should be. Going outside is Teres Pesach and not Teres Mechitza?
No. Yeah.
Is that
the thing? Yeah. Fine.
I'll go upon him.
What?
You can leave it there.
Okay, now the cool is the other way. So Lemaisa, according to that, you could say it's like this: is that the Rashba says that Sulam Teres Mechitza Allah helps. Sulam Teres Mechitza Allah. Now you could say this a few ways, but this is let's just keep it like this for now. So the Rashba says that Sulam Teres Mechitza Allah helps. That there's no Jesus around, but Sulam Teres Mechitza Allah is not going to help to shter the Shemesh at all. And the Shemesh is still going to be, it's still going to be benachas. It's still going to be called Lezeba Pesach, Lezeba Pesach. So it could be pshat in the Rashba like this. The Rashba himself explains in Daf Nuntes, what's the pshat that Sulam, he himself addresses this point. Why does Sulam address Jesus HaRegel? It's more like a Rashba. So the Rashba has a different kasha. The Rashba in Daf Nuntes and Beis asks a different kasha. And he says why is it that you don't have Jesus HaRegel from every Mavui that is Teres Pesach? Why isn't there no Drusas HaRegel from the Shasarabim into the Mavui? So it should always be awesome. What is a Drusas HaPesach help? But there should be a Drusas HaRegel. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure what his kasha was exactly. What did he want? He wanted to make a full wall. Anyway, he says, let the Drusas HaRegel of the Shasarabim aser. So the Rashba, you said, the Drusas HaRegel only aser is between
Pesach
two.
Has Jesus, right? What? Every Pesach has a Drusas HaRegel now?
Drusas HaPesach. So he says that Zokta Rashba, no, because you don't say Jesus HaRegel Asers unless it's two Rishuyas that could have been Ma'arif together and they weren't. They could have been Ma'arif together and they weren't. But here, Rishas Rav and Mavi, they're no Shaykhis to each other. So I understood that the Rashba meant like the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says in Simon Pei base that the Yisoid of Jesus HaRegel, we spoke this last one also, the Yisoid of Jesus HaRegel is that since these B'nai Chatzir have to go through here, and they have a Rech to go through there, and they're also Mim Kaimam, so it becomes one big Chatzir, basically. So Mechuyiv to Ma'arif together. So Mele, Zakhtar Rashba Eisen, and he can't become one big Chatzir with Jesus HaRegel, it's only two Chatzirs that could theoretically become one through an Erev, so Jesus HaRegel is Mechayiv that. That's like Zakhtar Rashba. Then Zakhtar Rashba like this, V'gedoylam Yizu Amru. I have a bigger Raya. By Sulamis, that even though you could become a Mu'uriv, still the Jesus HaRegel doesn't ask. What's a Gedolah Mizu? He's saying that is that even though a Shtikl, they could become one, because you can Ma'arif together, but since we say Surum Taras Mechitza Lav, they're still too separate to become one through Jesus HaRegel. So now there's Kol Shekain, Mavin Shrab. But even two Sulamis, he's saying.
But where's the Mechitza? What's the Kol Shekain?
A Koysel, when you have a Koysel Tanamas, you have a Sulam. So he's saying
by the Sulam there's a Mechitza.
Which is Rav and Mavli.
What's the Mechitza?
Yeah, this is Teres Pesach, whatever you put there.
Yeah.
So Mila, what Rashba is saying, Gedolah Mizu, Zok Dr. Rashba, is because Zok Dr. Yeah, so the Rashba is like this. Is that even though the idea, even though in Hilchas Erevin, I do see the Meshtikal as one, because I see them that you can ma'arv together, but since it's an outside factor, because Suam Teres Mechitza Love, and maybe what Suam Teres Mechitza Love means is like this, Gonyag, Suam Teres Mechitza Love in Hilchas Rashuyas, it's in Gansan Mechitza. So Mamela, they are two separate Rashuyas. They can't become one. Since they can't become one, just Yisrael can't ask her. So maybe that's what the Rashba is saying over there. You have to look at the Rashba. But he says, Gedoy Lemizu, I have a riot to this Yisoy, I have a dogma. To this, he saw it from Sulam, where it's even more one than Mavoi and Rosh Hashanah, because you can ma'arv the Rosh Hashanah, and still, since it's a separation of Kaisel, of Mechitza, Taris Mechitza, love, you can't become also the Jesus Regal. So the Rashba was saying klar that the pshat why Sulam stops Jesus Regal is because in Hilchos Mekoymos it can't become one. That's Alts in Jesus Regal. In fact, the Rashba and the Ritva, Nochakasha after that, they should ask each other in the Chosuk because they're Mishtamish together. That's the Yisoy of Shimush. Shimush is in these sugis that we're learning now, first Seder, second Seder, is that Lezeb Pesach, Zeb Pesach. That's a different idea. The Shimush is, just so I'll make come in one big chaser with you. Shimush is a different point, is that a person, he has a bias. If you can mishtamish outside his bias in the chaser, so now it becomes his chaser, because he's mishtamish in the chaser. Now he has a koisel. Shaila is, can he be mishtamish in the koisel? If he can mishtamish in the koisel, then we're going to be calling it his dira. If the other guy's mishtamish equally, it's going to become it's going to become like one of his chatzeres. So mamela, they're going to ask each other through the shimush. So the shaila of being mishtamish together is purely a shaila of hilchos shimush. It's not a shaila of mekaymus. Because even if it is separate, who cares? They're very nice. There's a machitza between you. But that's the whole idea of zrika and shulshul. Is even though there's a machitza between you, you see that shimush could still be mishayach one with the other. So you see that machitza doesn't share this at all. So zokta, so mamela, over here where the whole shaila is the koisel staring my shimush? No, the koisel's not staring your shimush. As far as the shimush is concerned, I don't have a machitza over here. I don't have a machitza at all. So mamela, zokta Rashba is that even if you mishtamish derech sulamois, Hagam, that the mechitza makes it two mekoymes in Hilchos Mekoymes, but in Hilchos Shimush, the halach is this a sulam, we look at it like a nicha tashmishti, we look at it like the shimush of a Pesach. And the mela, as far as the shimush is concerned, I don't see the mechitza at all. And the mela, forget, they could both ask each other. Even the b'nei mir Pesach could ask the b'nei chotzer in the chotzer, because they're being mishtamish with the Pesach, and they're being mishtamish with the Pesach. A sulam in Hilchos Shimush is a Pesach. That's what Shmar means. So this we could say is the Rashba. There's a shtickle. Okay, let's. So the could be Taisis maybe learned this. I'm gonna go back to the Torah first. So what's the problem with the Torah and Ben Yonatan? They seem to learn that there is something that Sulam Taras Mechitza helped for this Shaychi Tvei Adadi, but that's what we started with. But it didn't help for Jesus Arega. So, could be that they taka held a little differently. You could say it different ways, but maybe they held like this. This sugi of Shaychi Hadadi, the point of that, what's pshat in there? What does that mean? What that means is that the B'nai Merpeses don't have a different chatzar. What's a chatzar? Chatzar is where you do your laundry. It's a certain place of shimush. The B'nai Merpeses don't have a different chatzar. They don't do all those shimushim of chatzar in their merpeses. Their chatzar is their yard. Their yard is the chatzar. They don't have a different place. So the kasha was really is that mamish is that the chatzar should be a shared chatzar. It should be that it's like all the batim open up into one chatzar. It's mamish one chatzar. It's one chatzar with all these batim. So it was coming to make it that it was one makom. On that we say sum tas mechitza. I love it. It's two makomis. So that fine for that problem. It's two makomis. Come to gain the oh. But when it comes to Jesus Arega, maybe Jewish regals talk it different. Some of them had this tzad, and maybe this goof of why they hold like this. Is that according to them, there's no Gemara that said that Sulam Taras Mechitza stops Jewish regal. Because we're saying that Gemara that says Sulam Taras Mechitza helps, that was to stop this Shaychi Adadi Tvei. But the Sulam Taras Mechitza, the Jewish regal is something else. There's another Lashon Chazanish. I don't know how these two Lashon stem, but Vaila could use them as explaining both
tzad. He said the first one in Taisis.
Yeah, but when he asks, when he's over here, he says, "Is that Iker didn't regal asur b'mkoyimo? I serish lo mkoyimo. I knew the choshev just as regal k'shutif b'tashmish. Of a conscious shutif ain't no iser. Gam just as regal ain't a klum. It should be the same as like you're being mishtamish there. So I don't know if it means. He means like a shimish there or a koponim. Because I have just as a regal, you have to reckon with me over there also. It's like I'm also here. You have to don me up. Not necessarily that it's one big chatzar, and memela. You have to look us as all bnei chatzar achas. But the fact that I go down there, I have a shtukel geder of a tashmish there. So my tashmish, and somewhere else he asks on this, it can't be out to tashmish because it's lezebi hiluch lezebi tashmish. He has much less in the chatzah than the b'nei chatzah. How could he ask for it? It's also tashmish. But here he does reference such a tzad that maybe it's also the tashmish itself. So maybe the tour held that they're going more that Drisa Saregel is not coming to make it one place. Don't do it to Mekhaimis. That alone, that I have a shimush there. So again, they would hold that shimush is not coming, Drisa Saregel is not coming to make it one place. Drisa Saregel is gufa shimush because of the svara. And mainly have the same chilk that we said before, that sulam teres mechitza helps to spalt the Mekhaimis, so it helps to make that it's not shaychi adadi, that's mamash one chotzer. But it won't help for Drisa Saregel, they held maybe it's just a shimush de kavar. That the pshat is that since I can go through there, you have to see me there, I have a recht in the chotzer, so I'm also, you have to rechen with me over there. And mamela, it's a shimush de kavar. Oh, and shimush, Mishtamish Derech Sulamis is called Shimush Derech Pesach. So Mimela, the Sulam Derech Taras Mechitza won't help.
So how does an Erev help for that? They still have a Shimush there.
So always Erev helps. It means, an Erev would help on a Koisel also. Let's say you have a Koisel Yud between two Chatzeres. You can Ma'arev there. And it was in their Gufa.
No, they're Ma'arev L'Atzmai. Each one's Ma'arev L'Atzmai.
No, what's Pshan Regal Muteris?
Yeah.
Oh, so Regal Muteris is... Achtadasha, whatever, Regal Muteris, you don't see me there. Because since I have here, so you don't see me there. And the other Chazanish, he explained Regal Muteris. He said, because there's a chilk in the Chatzeres. Here you have to say a different svar in the Chanam. You have to say, Achtadasha says, you don't see me there, and I have no recht to be mishtamish there. Whatever. So, the only thing is, what's going to be in Taisus? So Taisus, why did Taisus not hold to this Rashba? Why did Taisus hold that the Shimush Derech Sulamis is called Shilshul? So, what does it mean, Shilshon Zrika? What's Shilshon Zrika and what's Pesach? So Shilshon Zrika is that when you have to mishtamish something, I'll ask that there's a koisel there. Even though there's a koisel separating between me and you, I have to use a shimush. That's shimush of Zrika and Shilshon. It's not because it's harder, because 9 tefachim is harder than 10. The point is that there's a mechitza between me and the place I'm being mishtamish. That's already called kosher. It's not called nachas. Nachas means it's a Pesach. There's no mechitza between me and the other place. So it could be... What? Yeah, Yud. There's a mechitza.
I'm saying it could be, it's not a shir mechitza.
Like that, what do you mean?
It could be, it's not dal tefachim. It could be anything.
Dal tefachim, if it's not dal tefachim, I know what it is. What do you mean dal tefachim? There's a mechitza. Oh. What do you mean? If you have a place that's less than dal wide, what's halacha?
Oh, yeah.
It's not a mechitza, you mean? What is it?
It is
a mechitza. The area on top. There's no mechitza separating between me and the bottom? No, but between me and the top of it. Between me and the top of it, there's a mechitza stopping me where I'm donning the usage, in other words. So Mamela, the point is that there's a mechitza between me and the shimush that I'm doing. So Taisus held, the same point that we're saying, but Taisus held, and it could be Rashi and Taisus, they go like this, is that not as sharp as we were saying, that the pshat is in Hilchos Rishon, that when the Gemara says Sulam Taras Mechitza and Sulam Taras Pesach, it doesn't mean in two sugyas in Gansen. It means Sulam Taras Mechitza Lagabi Rishuyas and Sulam Taras Pesach in Gansen Lagabi Shimush. Taisus held all that, this is like the way Shlomo Yehuda says it, is that all the whole sugya is in Shimush itself. In Shimush, Avada in Hilchos Rishuyas, we're not even discussing, of course it's a Mechitza. But in Shimush itself, it's a shtickle both. In Shimush itself, it's a shtickle mechitza and a shtickle Pesach. So Taisus held, even though you can mishtamish and you can make an Erevin and make a Pesach, but when you're donning the Shimush, there is gufa like a Taras mechitza and Pesach at the same time. That's what Shlomo Yehuda says something like that.
That's the Gunyakov's kasha.
What?
That's the Gunyakov's
kasha. Right, as I said when I mentioned it, that if you go, you don't really answer because the shtickle tat is sasri in the Shimush gufa. But the point is, so Taisus says.
Talking about mechitza, talking about Rishuyas.
Where?
The Gemara over there. The Mechitza the Gemara is talking about there is not
our... No, not really, because the Gemara, when it says Rotzvei Sulamis, when the Gemara says Rotzvei B'Sulamis, so he's been dying to show me that the Rashi says is that the Shaila was Rotzvei B'Sulamis. If 10 Amos of Sulamis doesn't make a Pirtza. So you would think maybe it's talking about between Rishas Yach and Rishas Rab. So Rashi says it's talking about between two Chatzeres. Goofy because of this point. Because Rashi held like this idea, that it's Lekula L'Chomer in Shemush itself. So Taisus also could be one like that, but in Rishuyas we're not even discussing. So, but anyway, Taisus may be held is that in the Shimush itself you can't ignore the Kaisel. Nervos, there's a Pesach there, so I could use it. It allows me usage even though there's a Mechitza. But even though there's a Mechitza, there's still use. Okay, that use with a Mechitza is called Shulshul. That's what Shulshul and Zrika is. Without the Sulam, you wouldn't have anything. But since there's a Sulam there, so now I have a Taras Mechitza and a Taras Pesach. I can Ma'arv through the wall and I can Mishtamish through the wall, but it's still a Shimush through the wall. to the Torah's Mechitza itself, and that's why Torah calls it Sillah's called Shilshul.
Why are we going to Sillah?